Joe's Boys by Louisa May Alcott. 1. 10 years later. If anyone had told me what wonderful changes were to take place here in 10 years, I wouldn't have believed it, said Mrs. Joe to Mrs. Meg as they sat on the piazza at Plumfield one summer day, looking about them with faces full of pride and pleasure. This is the sort of magic that money and kind hearts can work. I am sure Mr. Lawrence could have no nobler monument than the college he so generously endowed, and a home like this will keep Aunt March's memory green as long as it lasts, answered Mrs. Meg, always glad to praise the absent. We used to believe in fairies, you remember, and plan what we'd ask for if we could have 3 wishes. Doesn't it seem as if mine had really been granted at last? Money, fame, and plenty of the work I love, said Mrs. Joe, carelessly rumpling up her hair as she clasped her hands over her head, just as she used to do when a girl. I've had mine, and Amy is enjoying hers to her heart's content. If dear Marmy, John, and Beth were here, it would be quite perfect, added Meg, with a tender quiver in her voice, for Marmy's place was empty now. Joe put her hand on her sister's, and both sat silent for a little while, surveying the pleasant scene before them with mingled sad and happy thoughts. It certainly did look as if magic had been at work, for quiet Plumfield was transformed into a busy little world. The house seemed more hospitable than ever, refreshed now with new paint, added wings, well-kept lawn and garden, and a prosperous air it had not worn when riotous boys swarmed everywhere, and it was rather difficult for the Bears to make both ends meet. On the hill where kites used to be flown stood the fine college which Mr. Lawrence's munificent legacy...